guest of the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Yankees GM Brian Cashman and Cubs GM Jed Hoyer have both said that under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, teams are not allowed to divulge the name of any player who tests positive for the coronavirus and will not specifically announce when those players are designated for the injured list. NHL players who were due signing bonuses today are expected to be paid as scheduled. More than $300 million is expected to be distributed, with the Maple Leafs leading the league with $60 million. And finally, Bryson DeChambeau outlined his unusual diet for breakfast. He eats 4 eggs, 5 pieces of bacon, toast, 2 protein shakes. For lunch, he eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and sometimes an energy bar, 2 shakes mid-round or every 6 holes, snacking when practicing after, and for dinner, he eats a steak, potatoes, and 2 shakes. How about this guy? Feeling great starts with a great shave. A great shave start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Mike, put it on the poll, please. Have we reached a truly awful place in race relations when protesters are running off the naked cowboy in Times Square? That's a thing that happened here yesterday. Also something that happened that shouldn't have happened. The podcast world welcomed one Jeff Fisher. Yes, that's right. Jeff Fisher famously swooped into Miami as a coaching candidate on a helicopter. He was a coveted mustache during that brief fly across the sky. And all he did was go 7-9 and 8-8 the entire time. And when Nick Foles left him, he had more success. And when every quarterback left him, Jared Goff, every quarterback left him, they had more success.
What kind of podcast are we talking here? Because I have some pitches for him if he's listening. Jeff, if you're listening, 8-8, a food podcast. That's my only pitch.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. That is all you got. Okay.
Listen, it was a big segment for me. We made it from the E's to the J's in terms of music. Now we're in the Jimmy Buffett section of the music being played. For those of you just joining us, the first hour, I only played Elton John music because we were stuck in the E's. See, Dan? I can learn. Reset.
Thank you, Billy, for resetting that. Can you go get another one of your giveaways, please, as Mike Ryan filibusters here with not Bobby Bonilla news. Today's the day Bobby Bonilla gets $1 million through 2035 from the Mets, even though he started or stopped playing 19 years ago. Mike says this follows immediately the Darren Williams news that I have not heard of.
Dan, yesterday was Darren Williams Day because he received his final daily payment of $15,000. When he was bought out by the Nets, the agreement was he'd be paid out the remaining total of his contract in $15,000 per day increments.
Wow.
Yesterday was the final day.
That's amazing.
That Darren Williams received. And now I'm granted, this is probably done on a biweekly basis, but I like the idea
of every day,
paper check.
Yes.
Well, of $15,000 making its way to Darren Williams' hands.
Do you like the idea of getting every year just $1 million wired into the account, or would you rather get $15,000 every single day?
No, $15,000 a day sounds a lot more fun. Put it on the poll as well.
Great.
Put it on the poll, Mike. What would you rather receive? $1 million? Is that the actual number? Is $15,000 a day $1 million a year? No. Yes? No.
I think they needed to make up the total. I'm doing this off the top of my head. I think I read that they had to pay him like $5 million since the end of his buyout. And I think he was getting like a $15,000 a day payout.
Billy, what did you open there? If you're not familiar with what Billy's doing, he is opening giveaways that have not happened because sports have not happened. He asked for some teams and some lonely employees who were bored to send him stuff to an email account that may or may not be correct when he says it right now.
It's unusedgiveaways@gmail.com, I think. Now, I was thinking about like the schedule magnets, which is what we started with, but I got the piggy bank Zamboni, which I pronounced Worcester Railers, but that might not be right. I don't know how to say that word. This one says it's from Mike Tannenbaum. Do you think that that's the Mike Tannenbaum? Probably not, right?
Mike Tannenbaum, the guy who used to run the Dolphins and work in real estate and now is an expert at ESPN.
Ooh, wow. This is a Mike Tannenbaum from the San Diego Gulls, which seem to be a minor league hockey team. And they sent us, wow, a Gulliver Nutcracker. I guess that's their mascot. So this is great for the holiday season.
Did you get anything from a major league team, from a professional franchise that wasn't minor league?
None that I've seen yet, but it's early still. I think we have three or four more boxes here, and I'm assuming that, you know, everybody listening now, it's just going to come in waves. So I guess I reached out to a team, by the way, about this, and they're like, yeah, we just canceled the order. So we didn't order. If the season was canceled enough time, we just didn't place the order. So apparently there aren't all these unused giveaways.
I'd like to remind you guys that I just asked the question, would you rather get $15,000 a day? That equates out to $5.475 million over a year.
Right.
Or would you rather just get $1 million
that's right.
a year?
That's right. That is exactly what you did. So I guess the question should probably be, sure, would you rather get $5.4 million in one lump sum or get it $15,000 a day? Stugatz, I wanted to read you a little here from a bit of a heartbreaking article by Bob Nightingale, the longtime baseball writer for USA Today, because this is something that's jarring if you think about mental health and mental health of your athletes very often. This is just reading here. It was a disturbing picture, a police mugshot splattered across the internet last weekend, revealing a troubled man with a vacant, soulless look. He looked disheveled, with hair that looked like it hadn't been combed in weeks, if not months. His thick beard was scraggly, covering most of his face, flowing right into his hair. The article accompanying the picture was a homeless man found asleep behind the Federal Express building located at the Key West International Airport in Florida. He had only a black book bag in his possession. The police report listed his address simply as the streets of Key West. The name of the arrested man, Andrew Tolles. Yes, the same man who just 2 years ago was the popular starting outfielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Quote, when the news came out, the response from the public was very different from the response from my family. Morgan Tolles, Andrew's sister, told USA Today Sports, when people saw my brother's mugshot, it was like, oh my God, he's been arrested. You know what my family felt? Relief. It's really crazy to say, but the mugshot really was the best thing ever. We didn't know whether he was dead or alive. That is a crazy spiral. Like, I don't mean to use that with a pun literally. That is a spiral that is Delonte Westish, and it's fast to go from starting outfielder for, you know, if not the wealthiest team in baseball, one of the wealthiest teams in baseball, to 2 years later sleeping behind a FedEx building in Key West. Like, that is, I wonder how much of things like that, Stugatz, are undetected, just because even though in an age of transparency and vulnerability where athletes are more comfortable revealing their weaknesses to you than they've ever been, even still, that is a descent that is jarring. And I wonder how many people are in hiding without knowing what it is that they're feeling. Like, can you imagine how hard it was for him to keep whatever it is he needed to keep together to apply himself to the daily regimen of being good at hitting a baseball, Stugatz?
Draining in a way that I don't think anyone could possibly relate to, not even if you know someone who's gone through it. I think it's one of those things you just have to go through yourselves, but absolutely draining and exhausting. And I feel terrible. And I wonder how many more examples, like, we wouldn't know that story unless he was willing to tell that story, right? Like, so I went, like, Delonte West stories as well. I wonder how many more stories are like that out there in the world of sports.
The Delonte West story is something that social media investigators have figured right. out. This one, he had to be arrested in order to figure it out. I will tell you that Mike's frustration inside of the Zoom box with no control as a control freak is evident when in the chat, all of a sudden, you get these details. The Naked Cowboy is aggressively MAGA on his underwear. There's 2020 Trump messaging. He sings songs about Trump, so he was kind of putting himself out there. Mike, can I tell you how little I care about who was right or wrong in a dispute that involves the Naked Cowboy?
Just trying to provide helpful context, considering the construct of your poll question.
The starting point is a naked cowboy walking into race relations. I'm going to guess at any time dating back to the Wild West that that's a bad situation for everyone involved. The naked cowboy deciding that he's going to make an appearance anywhere, Wild West, Times Square, anywhere in the middle of race relations is probably going to end badly.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Dan, it is time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So a couple of stories in sports that caught my attention, Stugat. The NBA store in New York. I don't know if you've ever seen it or been by it, but the rent on the NBA store in New York is $7.5 million a year, and the reason that that is relevant is because there's presently a lawsuit that the NBA store is not paying its rent. The NBA store, because it is closed during the pandemic, has not paid its rent, and so there is a lawsuit there. I would think that the NBA would want to avoid the appearance of that at any turn when that's the kind of money that we're talking. I understand that $7.5 million sounds like a lot to us, but it's probably not a lot to the NBA store or the NBA. And so that do you want that? Do you want that anywhere in the news stream? In the news stream, Stugatz. If you're like, how much do you have to pay to get rid of that? Like, so that it's never in, so it's never in the news stream, the idea that the NBA store isn't paying its rent.
First, they'll pay your rent, $7.5 million a year. I don't know what, you know, obviously the money can't come from money generated from the store, but I mean, you're the NBA, you should have tons of money. So pay the rent. I would pay whatever I need to pay to get that away. That is a Dan, you're not paying your rent. You are the NBA. You make hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions per year. I mean, what are you doing?
Well, it's the NBA store, and I don't know how the finances of that work in terms of being an arm of the NBA. But when you say pay your rent, there are a whole lot of people not paying their rent right now. If you were to, you would be alarmed. Look, I know every time you turn on the news, it's just an avalanche of sewage that gets dropped on your head every single time. But John Oliver tries to recap the week of news in 22 minutes, and as often, somebody who's hugely informative, even as, you know, the news that he's giving you or the information that he's giving you is dark and heartbreaking. And he was talking about the specifics of July 1st, Stugatz, this date that we're talking about in the irrelevant playpen of sports where Bobby Bonilla gets, you know, $1 million, $1.2 million every year on July 1st. This date, as rent comes up, we're going to have an eviction and homelessness problem across America right now. Like, that's where we're headed if there's not another stimulus package. So we are headed, if you watch what it is that John Oliver was talking about, because he dedicated his entire episode to evictions, it's the least safe time that we can remember in America to be outside. And today is a day where a whole lot of people are going to lose their homes. They're going to lose their shelter if somebody doesn't step in. So the fact You know, when you guys made fun of me recently here because you said that I was sympathizing with Mickey Arison, when people like the NBA store can't pay their rent, that means it's a lot worse for the people who never have money. Like, that's right. Where, in terms of where trickle-down economics and basically capitalism and this gulf that you see, like, I don't know if you guys are reading about this, but billionaires are getting plenty richer right now during this thing. Like, whatever it is that the gap is between having money and not having money, it is getting worse during the pandemic than it was. Like, there are 100 people out there making tons of money who are already billionaires.
Right. In terms of individuals, though, not being able to pay the rent, obviously, we're all sympathetic to that. And I have seen heartwarming stories where landlords had either waived that rent or extended it out or said, hey, you can pay me over time. But you're specifically talking about the NBA and the NBA store. Like, I'm just wondering, is the NBA so busy trying to get back in the bubble and get the season ended to get the playoff going, that perhaps whoever's responsible, like, this is a line item that someone forgot to pay the rent?
No.
And the NBA store,
that, no,
really?
That is, no, that is not what happened. That somebody forgot to pay the rent is not one of the options.
But it's their store branded with their letters. It's their league. How do you not pay the rent even while no income is coming in? I mean,
not understanding? It's happening all over America. Rich people are refusing to pay their rent. Stephen Ross had an arm of, like, Equinox that was refusing to pay rent. Like, this is happening everywhere. And I love that the first place that you end up in extending benefit of the doubt is somebody forgot a line item. Like, that's so. Like, how is that possible? Put it on the poll, Mike, please. What's dumber, the NBA store not paying its rent or Stugatz's suggestion that they didn't pay their rent because someone forgot a line item?
I'm starting to wonder if I should pay my mortgage. That's all.
There are a whole lot of people. I'm surprised you haven't thought of it before now.
I'm surprised
that the ultimate scammer isn't making calls to a whole bunch of people saying, wait a minute, don't I get some relief? Don't I get some mortgage relief? Don't I get some rent relief? I would feel that you would be checking in on all of your accounts, trying to get free stuff from DirecTV. Just saying, like,
I'm outraged with myself. I'm still paying FP&L. This is unbelievable.
I am surprised that you are paying anyone. I am surprised that any money is leaving the Stugatz house, that you are just not incurring whatever the hit is and saying to people, well, I can't be expected to pay anything during a pandemic.
I think when you pay, when most people aren't paying, Dan, I've been told this, your credit skyrockets. I mean, so that's what I'm trying to do. If I pay everything on time, like, hey, look at this guy during a pandemic paying everything on time and his credit skyrockets. So that's what I'm doing. NBA's credit, by the way, going down the tubes. How about that?
NBA store, Stugatz. The NBA store. I don't know the permutations of who has forgotten to pay the line item on rent. I feel like what you're doing there is you believe that Adam Silver is slapping his bald head and saying, oh, I forgot to write this one check.
And Experian credit check. That is Straight Talk. It's brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Michael Holly going to join us half hour, 30 minutes, noon Eastern on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Yankees GM Brian Cashman and Cubs GM Jed Hoyer have both said that under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, teams are not allowed to divulge the name of any player who tests positive for the coronavirus and will not specifically announce when those players are designated for the injured list. The NHL players who are due signing bonuses today are expected to be paid as scheduled. More than $300 million is expected to be distributed, with the Maple Leafs leading the league with $60 million. And finally, police in Italy have confiscated a huge shipment of 15.5 tons of amphetamines, which they said was produced by ISIS in Syria. They found 84 million pills with a market value of $1.12 billion. Investigators said the bust is the largest drug haul in the world in terms of both value and quantity. Soccer is back on ESPN+, Serie A, FA Cup, MLS, and more. Plus, get original series, exclusive studio shows, and complete 30 for 30 library. Stream soccer from the best leagues and tournaments around the world, all in HD, all on your favorite devices. The beautiful game lives on ESPN+. Sign up today at ESPNplus.com or in the ESPN app. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
We are a fractured, splintered version of ourselves as many of us here crawl toward vacation. So you have a lot of changed roles today. Billy is where Mike usually is. Billy, will you please get another giveaway there? I'd like to open it live on air as you've gotten giveaways evidently from only minor league teams. Mike is in parts unknown doing the show from a hotel. Stugatz is in Bradenton doing the show from a hotel. And Chris Cody, because there's just general unrest, is firing content questions in every direction. He is asking what his wife is trying to tell him during her sleep. He is asking what age a child is for optimal cuteness. He's also asking if you could transform into any animal for an entire weekend, which one would you choose? I want to get to all those things, but before I do so, I have to play some sound for the audience and for you guys, because not surprisingly, Stugatz, Boston is already saying the Boston things about Cam Newton. Okay, so when this gets started, him specifically replacing Tom Brady specifically in that region, it's one of the reasons I want to talk to Michael Holly at noon today, who's written a book on Bill Belichick and knows that team inside and out. I want to play for you some sound from 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is not surprising at all. It is just so very Boston. The Felger and Maz show, this is them basically saying that they don't want Cam Newton to even do the Superman in New England. Never mind the other arrogance. Never mind the scarves and the strutting and everything else. They don't even want the most benign of his gestures. I suppose they could have gone after he shouldn't give footballs to sick kids anymore. But they didn't go quite that far, but they've got all sorts of problem with it, with his celebrating. Do you want to hear this, or do you think it's totally predictable and you don't need to hear it?
Oh, no, I'd like it's totally predictable, and yet I'd still like to hear it.
All right, so go ahead and play that from 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How about culture? Like, even something as simple and seemingly innocuous as the dapping, the Superman, and all the celebrating and showboating on the field. They don't want you doing that here. So Cam Newton has celebrated more than any player in the league maybe over the last decade. Think he'll be able to contain it?
I think Bill's going to give him a little latitude on that one. That's what I think.
I hope he doesn't. I like that about the Patriots. I like that they don't ride each other like ponies after touchdowns or whatever. I like that they don't waste our time.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy's a different kind of cat, though.
No dice. No dice on the Superman.
I bet you they allow it, or I bet you... Put it this way. I shouldn't say allow it, because I don't think Bill will, quote-unquote, sign off on it.
So wait a minute.
He'll do it, though.
They won't let Dorsett ride Gronkowski like a pony. Rob Gronkowski, Hall of Famer, hugely important to multiple championships. He can't screw around, but Cam Newton can?
He's the quarterback.
Oh, feh.
He's the quarterback.
Oh, please.
Gronk's a tight end.
Don't tell me that.
Shut up and block.
I don't want that.
Shut up and block.
Shut up and take the next snap.
All right, put this on the poll, please, Mike. Is the guy who says in an argument, no dice and feh, ever black? At Lebatard Show on Twitter. Feh is what he said, and no dice. We have more sound from you, predictable sound. It should have a Boston accent on it. 98.5, The Sports Hub. Oh, Billy's still looking for it right there. Did you have something, Stugatz, that you wanted to say, or was that Chris? Billy's still looking for the sound here.
No, it was Chris. I can't hear the sound because I'm working out of a hotel in Bradenton, Florida. So, but I can predict kind of what it is that they
said. All right, Billy was too busy opening one of his gifts here. We will get to that in a second, but let's hear the second. He was too busy opening. Was this one at least from a major league?
Not Lebatard.
There it is.
I don't know what happened, Billy. You bent over to grab a minor league box, and I think your shoulder hit one of the buttons, and then you looked in every direction, scared. Like, who did that?
Boston sound?
Yes, please.
Do you think this guy can contain himself? Do you really think that?
I'd like to think so.
In terms of what he wears, and again, if he is he dabbing in the end zone or giving the Superman thing? I don't know, but...
No Superman. I don't want to see Superman. But Bill doesn't want to see Superman. He didn't want you taunting the opponent like that.
Okay, but let's say that Newton does it. Whose fault is it then?
Newton.
Bill's.
Newton.
Bill.
Don't Superman. We don't do that here.
Bill, like all of a sudden the guy's going to change at this stage of his career. He's been in the league 10 years.
That's what
he
they ask.
He does a Superman thing every time.
That's what they ask of you.
So I just think the Patriots are being naive on that one. This guy is who he is. He is who he is. They should have learned that lesson with Ocho Cinco, by the way.
It won't be a lot. That had nothing to do with Ocho Cinco sucking here. He couldn't figure out the offense.
I'm just telling you, he was also extremely unhappy here. And I think the two can sort of, one can lead to the other.
Here's a prediction for you on Newton. No Supermaning, and you won't see it. You won't see it.
I bet you do.
Okay, I hope not.
He'll Superman it.
I hope not.
He'll burst open that shirt and try to show you the ass. He'll try to show you.
So great. It is so stiff and starched, and I cannot believe that Mike Ryan has decided that the hill he wants to die on is the other side of Fay. He wants to defend Fay, saying Fay in someone's face to dismiss an argument.
Well, I was actually just trying to confirm spelling for the poll question. There's two different points there, but now I'm learning what life is on this side of the Zoom. Also, I was able to unmute my TV and just finish the sound that you played because of the delay on ESPN News. I told Sugats privately in the Zoom chat, look, you're not going to be able to hear it. Here's what it basically is. Just fake it. And he gave the game away within 1 second.
He gave the game away, but Billy was looking all over the place, just scared, wondering where it is that random sound came from. And it came from his shoulder hitting the computer.
I still haven't figured out where. I'm looking to see if anything's... I don't know where that came from.
What is the box? What is the box that you have back there? Who has sent you something in this, this haunted cemetery of forgotten giveaways?
It looks like we got a Chihuahua pillow from, I assume, the El Paso Chihuahuas, Dan. Chihuahua pillow. My dog will like this.
The minor league teams, did you get a single thing? Is this amateur outfit that we run around here, did it get a single thing from an institution that was not a minor league baseball team or some unknown hockey team?
Not yet, and I think we only have like one or two things left, so it's not looking promising.
All right, Stugatz, I have some more sound to play for you, but we'll do it in the next segment because Mad Dog Russo did some pretty predictable stuff as well. The things that this person cares about in what I imagine are his 60s are really, really silly things, so we will get to that sound in a second.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
I feel like, Stugatz, even in 2020, I am still that guy with the salmon-colored shirt tucked into his white pants, barefooted. I'm just outside of the cathedral with an automatic weapon, and I'm just wanting to fight everyone who takes sports seriously. Like, I feel like I am that guy. I am that guy because Mad Dog Russo annoyed me with how seriously he's still taking the argument of, that's a bad sports town. You're 60 years old, dude. Like, you're still out here condemning a town because it doesn't care about sports the way you do?
I mean, listen, you think he's going to change now? You want him to stop caring? He whooped at the Mad Dog anymore.
So I Googled Fe, and it apparently has Yiddish origin. So not looking good for, is that person ever a black person?
I can see Mike absolutely using fat, though. I mean,
we're still on the Jays. Even if it's holiday music, we're still on the Jimmy Buffett part of our library. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. And don't forget, Advance Auto Parts has a big announcement tomorrow. Support the people who support us, Advance Auto Parts. Get your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
The reason that you're hearing Mike Ryan there is because Stugatz has again done something devious and slippery and greasy, and he is not going to be available for the rest of the show. We'll get to that in a second. But many of you, it's why he's a legend, okay? Stugatz is absolutely a legend because he could finesse his way through a labyrinth of lies to get the result that he wants every time. It's been a marvel to behold over the years to watch you guys fall in love with somebody who is truly despicable. And a tweeter writes in, I like Stugatz, but I get sick of Lebatard spewing his nonsense. I follow CBS Sports now, and they've been really good. And also, Leacher Report.
Is that guy?
Okay, the wise beard in a Boston Red Sox cap. Why do they always look like you? Why? Why is it always that cap? And why is it always you thinking that the beard makes you look wise?
And I'm also curious to know what CBS is doing that we can learn from. Is it the 9 hours of pro bull riding, or is it the 17 shows they've given Adam Schein?
It's the leadership of Les Moonves, who is no longer there. But whatever it is that he was doing when he wasn't putting the plastic on the couches, on the furniture in CBS's headquarters, was building CBS All Access, which no one should ever tune into.
Perhaps it's, you know, Friday night college basketball action at 10:30 p.m. when you're chasing and you need Pacific to cover this 7. I would love to know what their strategy is that has led to you flocking to them.
What happened, Stugatz? What happened with Stugatz here, Mike? Because he has now disapperadhe is out of the hotel room in Bradenton, and I'm convinced that he believes that Disney and ESPN exist just to pay for his trips, like just so that he can expense a hotel room because he farted out 90 minutes of radio there.
So Stugatz and I had a conversation when I went over to Stugatz's house a couple of weeks ago, and Stugatz asked me about the prospect of, hey, my daughter has a lacrosse tournament. I think I can do the show. Can I do it via Comrex? And I'm like, sure. We've been doing the show via Comrex for 4 months. What's one day going to do? It's like, okay. And this ends the way every single Stugatz interaction ever ends. Not with certainty, with an I'll let you know, right? Because who here has ever had a definitive answer from Stugatz on anything in their entire life?
It's impossible. He loves so much to kick the can down the road. No one is better at I'll let you know and then not letting you know. It's amazing. And so you know when he let us know? 10 minutes ago when I got the secret phone call from Stugatz around Mike Ryan's back saying, hey, I need to leave. You know that, right? I've been planning this for months.
Yeah. So here's how this goes down. He never lets me know. There's nothing in the calendar.
He doesn't let me know.
Not an email. Not a single mention that he's doing the show remotely. We think that he's doing it from home because of the uncertainty around his coronavirus test, which is now negative. And we expect Stugatz to be back in the studio tomorrow. He takes his Comrex to Bradenton, Florida. And I wake up to a text saying, hey, I don't know why I shouldn't even be doing the show today. We had this discussion. I asked Abby. She said she heard it. I asked you with you right here, can I do the show remotely? And you said, no, man, Stugatz, you take the show off completely. That's what he argued, which is kind of suspicious when you consider he took his Comrex unit to this hotel room. So you would think that there's some sort of purpose. And sure enough, he wiggles his way out of the rest of the show because he knows he can get away with it. And ultimately, he's a charmer.
He's so good at flaking while being generous to you. Roy and I have been trying to do a dad pod conversation with him for weeks, and he constantly is telling us how, buddy, I'm available whenever you need me, but yet we haven't been able to get him locked down for a couple weeks. It's a marvel.
We have a calendar. We have an email system. For once, back that stuff up and don't just leave it on. We had the conversation when no one, including yourself, has ever concluded a conversation with you with any sort of certainty.
Okay, so just for the record, and this is why he is a legend, okay? This will not count as a vacation day for Stugatz. What he just pooped out qualifies as a work day for Stugatz. He will be paid for that. And what I would tell you is that I would double whatever he was paid just to see his expense accounts.